The Fox City Score chapter and WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Pat Lowney as he talks to entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, from the Myron Construction Studio, it's Biz Talk on WHBY.
Good morning and welcome to Biz Talk. I'm Pat Lowney and I'm here this morning with Terry Pinch. Hi, Terry.
Good morning, Pat. I hear we're cutting into your Oktoberfest time.
Yeah. Well, plenty of time today for that. So we'd like to welcome everybody. This is our new time at 9 o'clock in the morning, and we're really glad and happy to be here at 9. So we've got to switch up, but we're going to be at 9 o'clock from here on out. So that's all a good thing. I'd like to remind you that Biz Talk is brought to you each week by the Fox City Score chapter, and we'll talk a little bit more about that as we go on through the program. But first, I'd like to introduce our guest this morning, John Ernst from Connector. Hi, John.
Good morning, Pat. Pleasure to be here.
Good to have you. So how are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's a crisp morning outside, as we talked about. Today's going to be a great day for Oktoberfest.
It is. It's going to be a great fall day. So, John, why don't we talk a little bit about Connector and tell us a little bit about that?
Sure, no problem. I think the first thing I want to mention is that folks may remember us as Launch Wisconsin, which is the organization we started back in 2014. But last year we did a brand change, and we've been going about the name of Connector now, which if you're online looking for that, that's KINNEKTOR.com.
Okay. And what does Connector do?
So Connector has a mission, and we started out really saying to ourselves, look, we want to advance entrepreneurship here in the Northeast Corridor, and we want to see the various stakeholders and actors that are typically in an entrepreneur ecosystem come together. And one of the first stages in doing that was really recognize, well, who are those participants? Well, certainly entrepreneurs, certainly existing businesses. University has a role, and students and millennials and young professionals have a role in that. Investors, private and professional, have a role in that, along with a few others. And we looked around the community. We said, we have all that here. So we went about taking a look at, well, maybe community building, an event. Let's do some events and bring these people together and start to talk about the subjects within the entrepreneur ecosystem. How can we move things forward? And it just wasn't happening out of an idea of our own. We really took a look at other regions around the Midwest, because for us, we were kind of tech people, and we saw Silicon Valley, and we saw New York, and we saw Boston, and we said, well, we can't be that. We have to be who we are here. And you'll know the Midwest to be really known for health and fintech and manufacturing and some of these other things. So we really wanted to take a look at, well, who are we? And so Launch Wisconsin was born at that time. We've become Connector. And we've really been researching that, I think, since. And that's what the events are about. It's about bringing the dialogue together, bringing the conversation so that we can kind of figure out, how do we move this forward here in our city, in our community?
John, what are some of the differences you saw between the ecosystem, say, in Minneapolis or Chicago or Cincinnati, and what you see here in a smaller town area like the Fox Cities?
It's a fantastic question. It turns out we could be twins separated at birth. There's a lot of truth to that. I had these conversations with other Midwest cities, and all the obstacles and successes that our region could talk about were in the storytellings in these other cities, in these other regions. They are builders of businesses from 125, 50 years ago that were family created, that became corporations, that became, huge elements of the economy in those cities. And then another one happened, and then another one happened. And the other talk track is, gosh, we're not Silicon Valley, or we're not New York or Boston or a big city. How do we get the attention? How come all the talent goes to these other cities, and we can't get the talent to come here. Why are we a flyover region, which is often, you know, talked about? And I began to understand that the challenges and successes that we have here are not as unique as we feel they are. Yet we have a unique region, and we are a unique community and have a character that's our own. Some of the bigger, more abstract problems and successes are really common in the Midwest. And it was refreshing to learn that. And what we do with ConnectorCon is we try and bring those voices to this region so that people can get a firsthand account and access to that storytelling. So as an example, we have CEOs and VPs coming from Kansas City and Cincinnati, Ohio this year, to talk about exactly that. In fact, one of the things that has come from our work, from our going around, is that all these regions now are beginning to understand that the Midwest is the ecosystem, not each city. We have to collaborate across these boundaries and borders, if you would, as a Midwest area. And that's what's starting to come out of it. Okay. Does that help?
Yep.
So you mentioned ConnectorCon. You want to talk a little bit about that and what that is?
Absolutely. So Connector Conference, in shorthand, is Connector Con, just like Comic Con, maybe, or Comic Conference. I don't know if that's a direct correlation or not. Nonetheless, we have produced this in Green Bay over the last 3 years. This is our fourth year, and we are bringing it to downtown Appleton, Wisconsin, on October 23rd, 24th, and 25th, which is just about 3.5 weeks away. And it's going to be at the Fox Cities Exhibition Center, and there's going to be a daytime schedule, and there will be an evening kind of night summit schedule. We're trying to bring together activities not only during the day with rich content around entrepreneurship, building businesses, investing, culture, diversity, inclusion, social innovation, a lot of topics. It's not just all about business. And then also produce something in the evening so people can kind of get into, you know, break a little bread. Let's have a drink. Let's talk about what happens now. What's next?
So it sounds to me like Connector and ConnectorCon are acting as intermediaries for people who are looking for resources maybe, you know, in startups and things that you're connecting people that are looking at maybe the same interest from a different point of view that need each other. Is that correct?
That is a way to look at it. So I think technically speaking, we refer to ourselves as an entrepreneur support organization. We're actually a nonprofit entity, and we go about trying to make connections. There is a play on words there. It's not only a physical connection, but a kinetic energy connection for business to take place. This is my own opinion now, but I think it is personal. I think that there has to be a relationship here in the Midwest. That's how we make decisions. Does the relationship feel right? Is there a business value to us moving forward? How do we establish trust? So we think that there are many ways to think about connections.
Yeah. One of the things when people start talking about these type of activities, they immediately go to money and think about this is all about just hooking up an investor with another investor or a bank with the investor and handing over money. But we in SCORE have found that money's a small part of it. There's much more to it. Can you talk a little bit about how you go beyond just, you're not a connector just for money. There's far more to it.
Yeah, that's great, Terry. There is a lot more to it, actually. And I refer to it in a way that I hope gets the message across. You know, we've all heard that everyone has a talent, everyone has a place in the world and all of this. And I think at a high level, we all would get around that idea. I think when I talk to entrepreneurs, they've had an experience in life. They have a talent. They've struggled through something or survived something, and somehow they're connected to the business that they're in. They're the front man or woman in that business because they have a personal connection to solving a problem the world needs to be solved. And that's beyond money. That goes beyond a balance sheet in a way. But the connection makes for a good balance sheet financially because of that, what I say, psychic connection or personal connection to the business. And I've met with a lot of entrepreneurs that they really are invested in the purpose of what their business is about, the product or service they bring to the world, for them has a purpose behind it. And that's also part of what Connector is up to, is trying to get the conversation going between folks, get the conversation. Here in the Midwest, it freezes over for half the year, and we all kind of huddle in our living rooms and look at each other's shoes, you know, or Netflix nowadays. And getting our passion and purpose out into the street, out in front of other folks, takes a little nudging. Our events that we produce annually and monthly are designed to get that dialogue out into the open so that more people wake up in the morning getting behind that vision and that purpose, and such a balance sheet can start to form, and a business and jobs can start to take root, and a culture and a community can start to evolve.
Okay. So you brought up the word relationship, which for someone who's been around for a little while, sometimes seems like that kind of gets lost a little bit right now in the times we're in right now, that, you know, I grew up in a world where relationships are very important. I still think they are. But sometimes, I can go out and have a million friends on Facebook, but I only talk to three kind of thing. And this is kind of what you're doing too, is trying to create that mechanism where people can meet each other and talk and see where they have common interests and common goals.
Yeah, you know, as I listen to you frame that, Pat, I almost think of the word reunification in a sense, because if you think about that idea and you look at some of the businesses that were built here many years ago, if you look at who were the founders of those businesses, there were a few of them. In some of our nameplate brands here in the region, it wasn't just a person, it was two, sometimes three people that came together and worked very, very hard to build that company. And those companies are standing yet today. So when two or three or more people can come together to do it, it goes a whole lot better.
Great. So if you'd like to get in the conversation, you can give us a call at 281-1150 or 866-887-1150. We're talking to John Ernst from Connector, and you're listening to BizTalk on WHBY.
Do you believe your business can generate more in profits, be more efficient, and grow successfully? At Priora, our vision is applying financial literacy, yours. You are searching for a method to truly understand and manage the cash flow of your company. You know you should have a better working knowledge of your cash flow. The Priora Business System is an excellent template for the motivated business owner to successfully achieve profitability and growth. Visit PrioraCFM.com for more information or call Tony at 920-450-2840.
Need help taming your business's financial beast? Albertson Hailing CPAs can simplify your financial situation and guide you from payroll to tax planning and more. Let's crack the whip on your business's finances, helping you feel more comfortable. Visit AlbertsHailing.com. Albertson Hailing. Personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Albertson Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Are you a business owner looking to purchase real estate or equipment? Did you know there's a program out there that any bank or credit union can offer to help you make it happen with as little as 10% down and long-term fixed rates under 5%? It's called the SBA 504 program, and it has been working for small businesses for over 35 years. So next time you are talking to your banker about real estate or equipment financing, make sure you ask them for the SBA 504 option, because knowing all of your options is good business. Learn more about the SBA 504 program at wbd.org.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Intellectual property doesn't have to be confusing. If you have an original idea and are considering patents, trademarks, copyrights, or protecting your company logo, let me partner with you and make it easy to build and protect your intellectual property portfolio. Legal Business Edge. Know your options. Call 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
Welcome back. We're glad you joined us this morning. Our guest is John Ernst, and we're talking about Connector. So we're going to get back to that in just a few minutes, but I want to talk to you a little bit about SCORE right now. Our Fox City SCORE chapter is located in the Fox City's Chamber office in downtown Appleton. We have offices in Appleton, Oshkosh, and Fond du Lac, and we serve an 8-county area around those cities. We have about 50 volunteer mentors, each of them an expert in their field. We offer entrepreneurs no-cost, confidential mentoring. We have expertise in areas such as IT, social media, marketing, cash flow, accounting, strategic planning, workflow, HR, retail, best practices, and many other specialties. In order to register for our no-cost confidential mentoring session or to learn more about the Fox City Score chapter, visit our website at foxcities.score.org. You can learn more about how the Score chapter can assist you with starting and or growing your business. When visiting our website at foxcities.score.org, you can complete an online application for a no-cost confidential mentoring session. Simply complete the online form and submit it to Score. Within a few days, a Score mentor will be contacting you to set up a meeting. Remember, Score is no cost and offers experts who can offer you assistance in many different areas that your business may need. To get started, simply visit our website at foxcities.score.org. And we're also looking for mentors at all times. So if you have a background, perhaps in agriculture, with an emphasis in hydroponics, wellness, for example, in assisted living, government contracts, or construction, we'd like to talk to you. If you have experience that you'd like to share with others looking for help in these areas, we'd love to talk to you. You can go to foxcities.score.org, click on the volunteer button, and fill out the short application, and we'll get back to you and explain more. Our phone numbers are 281-1150 and 866-887-1150. Give us a call if you'd like to talk to John or have a question for him. So, John, I'd like to turn back and ask you, do you have an example of, you know, maybe something that would show us how this process can work, what you do with Connector, and, you know, how somebody might approach you?
There's a number of examples, but I think one that I want to get right down to the street level. I think what we found in the community was if I've got an idea that's seeking investment dollars, I've got to have connections with the wealthy elite individuals or organizations in our community, and I've got to know someone that knows someone that knows someone. That's one way to go, and that's all true in its own way. But I want to go to a place that's more down on Main Street and talk about how Main Street is a very important aspect of the audience that we want to connect with and that we want to invite into ConnectorCon this year and has really always been welcome. But I think the impression is that it's more this elite group of people, and that's not the truth. Oftentimes, we hear the storyline that goes like this. I have an idea, but I don't know where to go. And our mission isn't exactly to sort out anyone who has that question in their mind. There's a lot of resources in the region, such as BizTalks and SCORE and Million Cups and many, many organizations that provide support. But we're building an event that's a huge event that's really aimed at getting individuals beyond the I don't know where to go place. And it's simple to understand. I've got a story. I think an example that I've bumped into along the way this year is, everyone gets a haircut. And so I get my haircut, and a woman that cuts my hair is asking, well, what are you doing lately and what are you up to? And I tell her that we're producing a fairly large event aimed at entrepreneurship and et cetera. And she, I've got an idea for a business I've been trying to get out of my mind and down on paper. And I said, well, really? I said, tell me about it. So she went about sharing with me her idea, and it turned out to be a really, really good idea. So I said to her, I said, listen, that's an excellent idea. You should get that down into a PowerPoint or a pitch deck. Just get your ideas out of your mind and down on paper. Well, I don't even know how to do that. I said, well, that's easy. There's a number of templates out there. So, you know, we had a conversation. We went around a few cycles. And I said, you really need to take a look at this pitch event that we're doing on Wednesday night at ConnectorCon. And there's an application, and you could fill it out, and you could maybe present your business on stage. And the process of doing that will give you something to press against, a deadline that won't move, and it will force you in a way to answer questions about your good idea and seek support for your great idea that actually helps shape it into an even better idea. She's like, oh, yeah, that sounds kind of interesting. And then she went to, oh, that's a little intimidating. Mm-hmm. And it is. I mean, that's authentic. To do these things is intimidating. And that's part of why we're here, is we want to help folks get beyond that. We want folks to get the sense that there are a lot of people like SCORE and BizTalks, seasoned veteran, seasoned business people, seasoned in all the ways that are required to start a business. And I think the germ of the idea here is we're so accustomed in life to doing it alone. In all the various ways we get along in the world alone. But building a business takes more people. And ConnectorCon and Connector is an organization that's really trying to bring those like-minded people together. And if it's for 5 minutes, 5 days, or 5 years, we hope you find a connection that helps you move and advance that idea forward.
There are many people out there who aren't looking for an investor, aren't looking for a bank loan, but thinking about starting a small business, or they have a small business operating now. What do they get out of ConnectorCon? Why should they attend? Why should a small business participate in this?
I think that's a great question, too. And I have a few answers for that. One of the answers I like to give is an entrepreneur that has a small business, I think, is a pretty gritty, raspy, determined, relentless individual that has the determination to run and grow a business. It's not easy. It takes a certain kind of person to do that. And if you're operating a small business right now, you've got that in you already. Well, you might have a lot more in you. Maybe you've got a product idea because you have insight into the industry or market that you're in. You're interacting with customers all the time. Maybe coming to a ConnectorCon event gives you an opportunity to talk about an idea that otherwise lies dormant inside your heart or inside your mind. And it's an opportunity to bring that up. There are other reasons to come. Talk about your business. If you're down on Main Street, you've got a restaurant or you've got a venue or you've got a professional service, there are more connections between these, we'll say, investable businesses or high growth, fast growth types of businesses and the small, localized sort of Main Street business than one might believe is there. And we really want those things to come together. We cherish and we want to support both. We recognize that our community and its culture is enriched when those two groups of people know and communicate with each other. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Great, John. We're going to take another break. You're listening to BizTalk and WHBY.
Manage your banking relationship. Don't be managed by it. Lenders will require a copy of your detailed business plan to evaluate the risks associated with making a loan to your business. Many companies have already benefited by using the Priora Business System to prepare their business plan and provide ongoing monitoring of their business cash flow. Priora Business provides you and your lender with the critical information needed to demonstrate your business will be able to repay the loan. Visit PrioraCFM.com or call Tony at 920-450-2840 for more information.
I'm on my way out. I'm booked that day. I'll be washing my hair that night?
No matter what excuse you use, your business's finances won't fix themselves. Albertson Hailing CPAs can take the frustration out of your bookkeeping, taxes, and more. We'll help you understand and manage your situation. Visit AlbertsHailing.com. Albertson Hailing. Personal connections. Positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Albertson Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Hi, this is Matt Wilcock. I've been helping businesses in this area for over 20 years as a business banker and now as a vice president with WBD, your business finance resource. WBD is a nonprofit company that partners with local lending institutions to offer the SBA 504 loan program. If you are looking to buy commercial, real estate, or equipment, want to lower your down payment and get a 20-year fixed rate under 5%, be sure to ask your banker to show you the 504 option. And don't worry, at WBD we speak SBA, so we will make it easy for you and your banker. For more information on the 504 program, visit WBD.org.
Welcome back to BizTalk. I'm Pat Lowney, and I'm here with Terry Pinch, and we're talking to John Ernst this morning. And before we go back to John, Terry is going to help us with a couple things that we have coming up, the SCORE chapter, and a few other people have coming up that can help out listeners and entrepreneurs with some education. So, Terry, you want to take off?
Sure. The first thing we've got coming up is something that we as SCORE mentors talk to clients about all the time, and that's managing your books and making sure you've got your finances in shape. So we offer QuickBook classes. The fall QuickBook class registration is now available on our website, foxcities.score.org. And the first class is actually next Wednesday on October 3rd. They begin at 6 p.m. and continue for the next three Wednesdays. You can attend one, two, or all four classes, so go online and look and see what interests you. But these are really important for people to make sure. QuickBooks is a great way to learn about your finances and keep things in control. So you will go to these courses and you have your own computer, not a personal one, but there's some on the site that you'd use, and you'll get help from experts there as you work through it. So the classes do well. We get a number of people every year, but it's really important for you to make sure you do your accounting properly, and those QuickBook classes are coming up in October. We also have another event next week, and it's on Wednesday, October 3rd, and this is really with A Million Cups, and it's at the Bordini Center, and there's going to be a lender panel discussion. The panel is going to discuss what are the characteristics for a successful borrower. There will be a business lending expert from Fox Communities Credit Union, American National Bank, and WWBIC, or the new women's investment group or banking and business group in the area. And they will be on the panel. It'll happen from 9 to 10 in the morning, so you can go to the lender panel discussion and still make it to the QuickBooks at night, and that'll be at the Fox Valley Technical College campus. So if you have any questions about borrowing, this is a great place to go and learn about it. And it's being put on by the Venture Center of Fox Valley Tech, SCORE, and other sponsors. Another event going on is something that we've been doing for a little over 6 months now, as we ended up in this partnership with Google to offer opportunities to local business. And it has turned out to be just a fantastic opportunity for people to learn. And it's helped our mentors help new businesses get on Google, get their search, optimize their search a little bit, and make things even better for them. So we're sponsoring another Google event at the Bordini Center at Fox Valley Tech on October 17th. The purpose of this event is to strengthen your online presence in preparation for the upcoming holidays. So it's very focused on the retail business, but helping you get more on your website, make sure you can maximize your efficiency and effectiveness during the holiday season. You can get more information at foxcities.score.org. And finally, another important thing for people, we're going to have a couple sessions on the 2019 healthcare reform and its impact on small businesses and individuals. The first session will be on October 22nd. It'll be at the Fox Cities Chamber of Commerce building at 6. And then we're going to have a follow-up session on November 5th in Fond du Lac at the Fond du Lac Library. Again, go to foxcities.score.org and you can get more information. But as healthcare costs continue to rise, it continues to be a big expense both for businesses and individuals. This is a place you can go and start to learn about options to manage your healthcare costs. So that's what we've got, Pat.
Great. Thanks, Terry. So let's turn back to John. John, you were talking earlier about getting people together to start discussions. I know from my past, a lot of times people have fears of opening up too much sometimes and asking for help. How is it that Connector can help people overcome that, and what benefits do they see from overcoming that fear of opening up?
Well, what comes to mind is a common conversation that I encounter with people is I have a great idea and I'm afraid it's going to get taken away from me, or I have worked hard for wherever I am in my idea or my business, and I don't want to share the equity in the business with anybody else. I don't have trust for that. And that's understandable. I think that's a mechanism of discipline and safety on behalf of the people that feel that way. And I think that's appropriate at a level. And I think it's born out of our culture here. I think that our way of life in the Midwest is to be cautious, is to de-risk things before we move forward. And I think those should not be tossed to the wind. So how to deal with that? Connector Con and Connector Events. Over the year, we've produced a number of events around investment readiness. That's part of a program we are trying to bring here through Village Capital, which is an investment group and a content group out of Washington, D.C. And it really brings forward dialogue and a structured curriculum on how to begin to understand the readiness of my business around investment worthiness or around viability and all of this. And in the discussion that we bring forward in these monthly events, a dialogue takes place and an understanding can begin to shape and a comfort level can begin to change. I think that some of the elements that people have in their mind are, well, it's me and the investor and nobody else. And I don't know how to deal with that. I don't have a background in that. I don't have experience in that. Well, that's probably true. Well, then get connected with some people, some mentors that do have a background in that. There are lots of people in our community that have investment background, that have banking background, that have lending background, that have business background. Look no further than BizTalks or SCORE. There are also legal lawyers and legal representation in the area. If you don't have a lawyer involved in what you might be on the brink of doing an investment, not a good place to be. Have a lawyer. If you don't know a lawyer, know one before you need one. That's a really good place to start. So sort of drill the well before you need water is a way to look at that. And ConnectorCon events are places where you can begin to meet these kinds of people and begin a dialogue and start to get a sense for, does this relationship I'm starting to have with this lawyer or this mentor or this business executive, does it pass my sniff test? Does it pass my comfort level? Can I get into a relationship with this person before I really need that person? That's a great place to start ahead of the game. Well, if you're into something and you're really needing to move fast, this is also a place where, well, then you've just got to move quicker with the trust process. You've got to move quicker with the relationship process. We don't want to encourage anyone to just say, well, go through it anyways and make the best of it. Here's another thing I'll say on the matter. Having a relationship with a bank or an investor is more than just about the money. It's really about, does that individual or does that organization have a background in the market or industry that I am wanting to succeed in? Is there more to it? Do they see the purpose in my business? Is there a connection that, and a comfort level that can be developed beyond the financial investment or the financial lending piece of the business? The business still has to make sense. Here's a way to say it. When investors look at organizations, many of them will use the adage, I'm interested in the people more than the idea. The idea has to be good. And the idea has to have a business model around it that makes sense. It has to be investable. But they're interested in an A team and a B idea, oftentimes more than an A idea and a B team. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's really true. So that plays to the fear. Well, if I think I have an A idea, you know, it's really not what I have. If I have passion and I have an understanding for a market and industry, I'm really an A team. And if I can demonstrate that A teamness about my business, that's really the thing that cannot be taken from me. People can't take who I am. People can't take my purpose from me. That can't be stolen. We used to say, that's the magic. People can take my idea, but they can't take my magic. That doesn't carry the day all the time. But that is a really healthy way, I think, to look at it through that lens.
Okay. I want to get very specific on this one because we hear it from clients regularly. It's, I don't want an equity investor because this is good business is going to work, and then 3 years down the road, they're going to have a clause in the contract where they buy me out and I'm gone. So therefore, I want bank debt. Can you talk a little bit about why that necessarily doesn't have to be true and what the difference between equity investments and debt investments should be in the business owner's mind?
Well, I'll be honest. I'm not an investor. And I can't, and I wouldn't, it wouldn't be fair to get into the very down in details around that. But I do have startups of my own, and certainly I can say this, that there definitely are deals out there where they start out not the way that's best serving the founder. And then there are deals that are designed to serve everybody involved in the deal. And this really is down in the details. This is down in the fine print when you ink a term sheet, when you go through the success of the business. If you're doing well and the business needs more capital along the way, then that can change. If the business starts to fail or starts to struggle, you may have to change the terms of the equity position in your business. It really is a performance-driven experience. And again, it's also how you start that term sheet or how you start that investment with that group. Do you know who you're investing with? Have you done a background check on that investor? Have you an understanding of who else has a business that is invested by that same organization? So it's about doing your own due diligence. Often, I think I've heard, Pat, you say this, and maybe Tony Bush as well, don't just talk to one bank or one investor. Do some interviewing. You know, get a sense for the kind of people that is the best fit for you, and then get other people around you that will help you make that decision as a group. So really my answer then is very specifically, don't do it alone. Don't try and do it alone. And the whole premise of this question is, I have something, I don't want to tell anyone about it. Well, that you have to break through that somehow. And the very first step of breaking through it is come to an event and begin to hear other people talk about it in their own words. How do they share their idea without letting out the secret sauce? Maybe I'm so concerned I can't find any method to share my idea without letting out the secret sauce. And it's a step-by-step process. That is really the function of ConnectorCon events. That's the function of Connector right now. And then to get to the specifics of your question, we'd say, well, go talk to David Trotter at Winnebago Seed Fund. You don't have to do an investment with him, but talk to him about how does he do his business? How does he deal with that fear question? And we bring him on the show, and we start to get through the bones of how he experiences and confronts that, because as an investor here in the Northeast region, David Trotter at the Winnebago Seed Fund definitely has to deal with that question on a regular basis.
So you have, that brings a good point up too, that there's a lot of different types of investors. So sometimes investors come in and they want more of a hands-on approach. Sometimes they take a little more of a backseat approach as long as they meet the objectives that they're looking for in their business and things. So that's a reason you want to be talking to people so that you can get a feel for this. What is the, if you're talking to an investor, what does the investor want? The bank will come in and put covenants into an agreement that says you must meet these covenants for us to continue to lend to you. An investor kind of does that too, of saying, you know, you have to meet these requirements, but then as a person who's going to borrow from that investor, you also have the ability to put things in there too to protect yourself if you want, or, you know, at least just understand what you're getting into.
Yeah, I think it's very important. No two investors are the same. I mean, they all have money. That's about where I think it ends, generally speaking. And I really encourage folks to get past the money part. I'm interested in an investor for, yes, a good financial, a source for cash, but I'm more interested now as an entrepreneur myself, what does that investor care about? Why are they putting money into a fund? What kind of objectives do they have that they want their money to solve in the world? What are the problems they're trying to solve in the world? Is it just about returns? It can be fine. Some professional investors, that's what it's about. It's not, that doesn't have to be bad. But a lot of investors that are, I have my money here because I want to see this change in the world. I want to do good things with it. And that's a very different discussion.
You know, the other thing you didn't talk about is sometimes it gets to a point where the owner, the person who came up with the idea or has the business, really wants to get out and say, you know, I can only take this business to a certain point, and I hope to do that, but then I can be pretty well rewarded for that also. but it might, there's a life cycle in a business. For example, if your growth really takes off, where you might say, you know what, I'm not the guy anymore, as the owner is saying, it's time for me to cash out. And you want that also, that avenue worked out too, so that you know when and how you may step aside and be very comfortable with that decision.
You know, it's interesting. This brings up a story. I can think of a business, a CEO. They exited. It was a family business, got investment. Another CEO came in, and that transition was very difficult because that founder didn't want to hand over the reins to another CEO, but another CEO needed to scale the business. Anyway, long story short, it ended with several millions of dollars exit. So the original founder walked away, a very rich individual, but was unhappy because of that difficult transition. And I think that that's also part of our culture here is folks say, I want to hand the business over to my family or over to my children. Well, that's not going to line up with an investor who is looking to fund a business, help it scale, create value, and in a perfect scenario, enormous value, and then sell that business and then move on to the next investment. That's the business of investing. And a good business idea is a vehicle in which to get that accomplished. That doesn't line up with, I want to build something tremendous, be proud of it, hand it off to my children. So the minute that that person who thinks that way starts to hear sell the business or different CEO or different leadership, the conversation gets all tangled up in fear and uncertainty. And again, that can come to ConnectorCon, have those conversations. Maybe it isn't even your entire business. Maybe you've got a product idea that can come out of your existing family business. Your family business can stay where it is, but your product idea emerges as its own entity. That's not always the fit, but there are lots of creative ways to move business forward.
Great. So you're listening to Biz Talk on WHBY. We're going to take one more break.
Fox Communities Credit Union. We have a line for you. You need to understand. We have a line for you. Yes, you can. Fox Communities.
Do you think that sounded out of date? Have you seen your bathroom lately? Get the money you need to make the updates you want with a home equity loan or line of credit from Fox Communities Credit Union. You can use the money to consolidate debt or make repairs, improvements, and updates to your home. Finding a house in today's market isn't easy, so use a home equity line of credit from Fox to transform your current home into your dream home. It's your money. Use it however you want. Make life happen and keep things up to date.
Fox Communities Credit Union.
Get more information on a home equity loan or line of credit. Visit foxcu.org or one of 22 Fox locations.
Fox Communities.
Subtract line 6 from 13. Put in box 5 on form 1040 EZ. Easy? Really?
Taxes can be daunting, especially when it comes to your business. From asset protection to payroll and more, we can help reduce the stress of your business's financial situation. Visit AlbertsHaling.com. Alberts & Haling. Personal connections. Positive results.
Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts & Haling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. We can partner with you to reach creative legal solutions for your business. From contract drafting and negotiation, patents and trademarks, commercial transactions, and governmental compliance.
Timely and candid answers coupled with high energy and passion define Sarah's approach to legal counsel.
Know your options. Call me at 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
I'd like to thank our sponsors who help us bring you Biz Talk every weekend. We couldn't do it without them. They are Fox Communities Credit Union, who has been a longtime sponsor of Biz Talk. If you're looking for a business-oriented banking service, please contact Fox Communities Credit Union. Thank you to Alberts & Haling CPAs. They have offices in Appleton and Green Bay. Alberts & Haling offer accounting services geared to support the small, medium-sized business and the individual, including tax preparation and advice. Thank you to Legal Business Edge, LLC. which offers legal services to business owners. Sarah DeBruin and her team specialize in business law, offering services for forming a business, contract review, intellectual property such as patents, copyrights, and trademarks. Thank you to WBD. Their mission is to create jobs and build communities. They are the 504 SBA loan experts. Thank you to Prior Cash Flow Management. Prior believes that every entrepreneur wants to succeed. Prior offers creative, effective solutions to improve cash flow for your company. Every successful company budgets and manages their cash flow. And if you want to know more, get a hold of Prior at www.priora.com. And then we'd like to thank Zach Pawlowski and his team at Kendale Marketing. They help support our website, which is biztalkwithscore.com. If you go out to that website, you can pick up all of our podcasts from the last few weeks and find out who's coming up next week. And finally, we'd like to thank the Business News, the newspaper for East Central Wisconsin business. They do a great job of supporting us, and we want to thank them. So, John, before we finish up this morning, let's talk a little bit about Connector Con 2018. We've talked about it during a show and what you do at Connector and this event that's coming up, but this particular event is coming up in a couple of weeks, and it's going to be in Appleton. You want to tell us more about that?
Yeah, I would. Before I get into that, I want to just say thanks to everyone the past 4 years that has attended and been part of either mentoring or supporting or volunteering the Launch Wisconsin and Connector organization. Hundreds, if not thousands, of people have come through the events. Well, certainly thousands have come through the events, but maybe hundreds have helped. And it's such an amazing thing to see these people come together. We had Steve Case come last year, co-founder of America Online AOL, and he stroked a check for $100,000 to Lane Hub. Mark Hackle, if you're out there, congratulations. He got the check. This has made such an impact in our community and the psyche of our leadership in this community like nothing else could. Standing here today, looking at how Milwaukee and Madison and the rest of the nation in the Midwest has moved forward, we would probably not have that opportunity to get Steve to come. We hit it at the right time, and it was because I think this organization was here. We were also listed in a report in February for having tremendous impact in the Northeast Corridor in the area of small business and entrepreneurship, that above many other organizations that also work hard. But it's because people gave and participated. And we just want to say thanks to all those folks. I think that's significant. The ConnectorCon coming up is, again, this year our annual event. It's a three-day event this year. In 4 short years, we've grown tremendously with content and enthusiasm. It is October 23rd, 24th, and 25th. It's October 23rd, 24th, and 25th. The first 2 days, October 23rd and 24th, are at the Fox Cities Exhibition Center in downtown Appleton, where we'll have daytime and nighttime programming. I'll talk a little bit about that here in just a second. And the 25th is actually a bus tour. We have 2 buses that we have, and we're going to fill them with interesting people and attendees. And those that don't fit on the bus will be welcome to follow in their vehicle in a caravan fashion. And we have a tour stop thematic planned around interesting startups, organizations, or universities, and have a discussion about how the different resources support entrepreneurship and what is already going on here that we may not know hiding in plain sight. We did that last year with Steve Case. It was quite valuable and a hoot and a lot of fun and all kinds of things. So we're doing it again because we think it's a way to defragment the region, which we talked about before the show a little bit. Oh, my goodness, I have to drive to Oshkosh. That's 20 minutes. I can't bear the pain of driving 20 minutes to Oshkosh. And it turns out when you're sitting in Appleton, in about 35 or 40 minutes, you can be in Green Bay or Fond du Lac. And in about an hour and change, you can be in Milwaukee. And a little bit more change, you can be in Madison. We talked that we could leave here this morning and be in Minneapolis in about, well, for lunch.
Yep.
So distance has to become less of an issue, and this is a way to address that. So that's the 25th. We have Google keynoting at the event on the 24th. Don't want to miss that. Thank you, SCORE, for being a participant in that. They're going to talk about how to get your business online. They're going to talk about Google Maps. They're going to talk about Google stuff in general. And they're going to be there and do clinics and workshops, and there'll be people you can actually talk to. We're going to have a workshop on competitive intelligence. If you're in a corporation or you're an executive and you're trying to figure out how to be competitive and get an edge, we have an organization coming in, and it's a foresighting and competitive edge workshop. Really interesting stuff. Networking. The art and science of networking is a workshop. We talked about fears. Well, being a better networker will be how to get over those fears. We have a stage dedicated to music, film, culture, and art. Turns out that G Beta has an accelerator program and is partnered with Capitol Records out of Los Angeles. Our Adrian Palm from the Fox Cities Chamber is heading that up. Hugely cool program. Food Farm Organic. We have a stage dedicated to social innovation. Rise Together. We don't have Rise Together Day. Mayor Hannah announced we have Rise Together Day here in Appleton. We're going to talk about mental health a little bit. That's an aspect of entrepreneurship. That's also an aspect of our community. We'll have people from the various co-working locations around our community. So you're going to say, well, where can I meet these people outside of the event? There'll be people there talking about that. We'll also have legal, accounting, and professional services there in an expo to get hands-on questions answered. And lastly, I will say that we all have a mobile app available where you can register. It's $75. You can come for 1 day or 3 days. $75 is an easy price. It's almost Saturday night dinner. And you cannot get this kind of content and access to this kind of networking for $75 anywhere else, I think, in the state, for the amount that we're putting together. So that's at connector.com, K-I-N-N-E-K-T-O-R.com. We have a mobile app that will allow you to message and text and network with anyone in the event before, during, or after. So you will not, you know, you'll by being part of the event, you'll be able to network in ways that reach beyond the event. We're very excited about this new release of our mobile app. We've worked very hard all year on it. So there it is.
Good, good. Well, we wish you all the success in the world. I want to thank you for coming in this morning and talking about Connector. It's really exciting to see somebody pushing along the entrepreneur in the Northeast Wisconsin area, and thanks very much.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
And we'd like to thank you for listening. You've been listening to BizTalk on WHBY. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.